Music has always been Mart Matz's passion. That's why he started the Student Symphonic Orchestra of Fairfax, a nonprofit student-run group in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. It began with 12 friends and colleagues from the school orchestra. 18-year-old Michelle Bowie, now a college freshman, was one of them.
Matt is one of my very good friends, so I did it as a friend, but also because I love playing the violin.
Michelle says she likes that the orchestra members choose the music they will play, usually by majority vote.
We've played some like pop music. We're playing Phantom of the Opera. We're playing John Williams, who's a famous composer who did like Indiana Jones and Star Wars and Superman, in addition to the classical music.
Lizzie Culbertson joined the orchestra last year. She plays French horn.
It has a really, really versatile sound, first of all. Mm-hmm. I can do so many things with it. Like, it can be really pretty, or it can be really angry, and it can go high or low.
The Student Symphonic Orchestra now has more than 30 members. 16-year-old Nicholas Black, a violinist, is one of the newcomers. He joined the ensemble after he saw an article about it in a local newspaper. He says he likes that the music is more challenging than what he plays with his school orchestra.
The music here is much more complicated. It's a lot harder, but I think that's partly because it's also with woodwinds and brass, and basically with a band. At school, it's just strings. We don't have a complete orchestra or anything.
At 13, oboe player Connie Kasahi is the youngest member.
They just show me how to be better, different techniques of playing, stuff like that.
Having musicians of different ages and abilities is not a problem, according to founder and conductor Matt Martz.
If they're a player who hasn't been playing for very long, I try to keep them next to the section player, you know, or leader, as we'd call it, that has been playing a while, so that they can, you know, always ask a question and say, hey, I don't know what this, I don't know what that means. Or
Matt now attends college and is majoring in music education. The orchestra's rehearsals bring him back to town every weekend. He says the orchestra gives him the chance to enhance his teaching skills.
This experience is teaching me, you know, how to you know, more or less teach teenagers, how to say, you know, okay, we're having a problem with this section. Let's clap it. Let's sing it.
The orchestra performs for free, but receives donations that help pay for necessities like sheet music.
Our first concert, we made $1,100, which was fantastic. That helped pay for a lot of the music that we had purchased. And then this last concert in January, we made over $1,500, which was just incredible.
Mart says he hopes the orchestra will continue to grow, attract talented musicians, and present a wider variety of music. For Faiza El Masri, Deborah Block, VOA News.